Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. And Bruce, finally get it going here. I mean, you look forward to training camp, I'm sure. And then once training camp starts, you kind of look forward to this day getting it going. How are your feelings? How do you get the sense that your team is feeling right now?
Well, I think they want to play in a meaningful game. A lot of our core guys didn't see a lot of ice time in the preseason, and some of that was determined by us to manage it. Some of it was some injuries here or there. But at the end of the day, I think they want to get back out there and play. It's what they do. They're good hockey players, and that's their job description. So I think it's as simple as that. These guys like being around the rink. They want to play.
What can you and your staff take away from as a learning experience in last year's run leading up into this year?
Well, I think the consistency required and the patience as a staff of every game's a new day, right? Like you lose a game. I think in season, for example, tonight's game, no matter how it goes, because I look at last year, our opener against Washington, everything probably gets blown out of proportion one game, so you got to fix it. Whereas I think in the playoffs, it's such momentum swings from one day to the next that you really got to stay in the moment, be calm, level-headed, and just focus on the next game. And in season, that's a little harder to do because you're continually trying to build your game, get where you need to go, and play a certain way. Whereas I think in the playoffs, you're probably already there if you're that far. And that's all about the W and how do you get the guys, minds back on the next game and forget about the past. Whereas in season, I think you use the past a lot, to teach and point out where you need to be better.
I'm talking about being better. When you kind of go into the off season, you try to find ways to coax different things out of your team as you come into this year. What areas do you prioritize this season for your team?
Well, 5-on-5 scoring, our numbers can be better. So we try to address some of the things we can do better on offense. Get the D a little more involved. Get up the ice, have some confidence to support rushes, especially the guys that can, have good foot speed. So, and then when you're up there, let's hit the net. Let's get some pucks on net. It doesn't have to be perfect every time, so we can generate some puck recovery situations. 2 years ago, we were, I think, first in the league in offensive zone rebound recoveries. Last year, we slipped to middle of the pack. So not getting to those rebounds, why was that? Is it personnel-driven where we're not big enough and strong enough, or were we not putting the puck on net where we could get some of those back in the good spots? So, I think it was more the latter, to be honest with you. And that's an area of focus as well. The players have to be a little more accepting of, hey, sometimes I'm not shooting to score, I'm shooting to create some second chances for the people going there.
I know that it's been tough because you even pointed out that some of the veteran guys haven't played a lot of games, but have you liked what you've seen in terms of breaking the puck out and then through the neutral zone?
Yeah, it's practice, right? So that's tough. This is going to be interesting tonight, right? It's a first real live look at this particular group all together at once. Now, they've certainly played in bunches together and different games. We played them the last game. We're trying to build up, and, Chicago leaves for Europe, which, at the start of training camp, I may have overlooked that. I didn't know when they were leaving, so we thought we'd see more of a team. So it wasn't much of a test for our guys against an American League team, as it turned out. So that one, you don't want to take too much from that. But guys were still feeling the puck that night. Our scorers were scoring, so that's still a positive. And will it translate tonight? I don't know. But at the end of the day, I've liked our practices. They've been crisp. I liked our energy. Our guys are dialed in. But until you play, it's anybody's guess right now.
As you come into this road trip, I'm aware that you guys like to take the one game at a time, but you got four games on this road trip to start the season. You got three playoff teams, one that just missed it. You got a couple of home openers. Do you have a goal in mind for the four game road trip?
Not points wise. We play to win every night. So listen, we're trying to go 4-0. But right now it's focus on let's get to 1-0. Let's get the first win. Hopefully tonight we play our game, play well. I think every opponent on this trip offers different challenges. Dallas is a big, heavy team. They're pretty defensive. Colorado, we're going to finish with, can score a lot of speed up and down their lineup. So, but we'll worry about them then. We have to play our game, play well. Hopefully the opposition adjusts to us. But we do know that Dallas, they're stingy, and they're heavy and strong on pucks. They manage it well, so we got to make sure that we're ready for that type of game.
And with changes, you never know how a team's going to react. They bring in a couple of key guys, a couple of them playing tonight. Anyhow, Joe Pavelski up front is as good as it gets in terms of tipping. You were talking earlier in the scrum about, trying to cover him in front of the net. But what other challenges does that pose like for their power play in terms of where if he's playing the bumper, he's playing the front of the net?
Well, I think he'll typically play in the bumper and tip pucks in there more. Bergie's a shooter in there more than a tip. He will tip some. We saw Jake tipping a goal the other night in the power play in our last preseason game. So he'll certainly get some shots off from in there, but I think he's predominantly a guy that's going to be looking to redirect pucks and recover pucks quickly. And he's a smart player. He's going to get his goals. We just got to be aware of and tie up his hands as best we can and, you know, get in some of those lanes so he doesn't get the easy tips where he's seeing it necessarily. So that's part of our challenge as a forward group. The D group just have to get out and play away from the net a little bit and get under a stick when the time comes and maybe leave that net front player to Tuukka at times. So they got to make the appropriate read there and maybe rely on their partner to recover back to the net, take care of business there, and so they can get out and avoid some of those tips.
Thanks, Bruce. We appreciate it. Good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Stars are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.